All right, so you're ready to climb Mount Business Loan, huh? Want the insider tips, the ones they don't print in those brochures.
Exactly. Forget the theory. We're going straight to the source. Think seasoned lenders, those venture capitalists always sniffing out the next big thing. And yeah, even a few battle-scarred entrepreneurs who've been through the loan ringer.
And lip to tell the tale. Now, from what I gathered, you're thinking expansion, right? Maybe some new equipment to boot.
Spot on. And that's why picking the right loan is like crucial. Can't just grab any old harness and hope for the best.
So how do we even begin? It's a jungle of loan options out there.
Tell me about it. Okay, so picture this. A program tailored for businesses just like yours, eyeing those big purchases, the SBA 504 loan.
SBA 504. Okay, so that's the one for long-term growth, those big leaps.
You got it. And here's the kicker, those repayment terms. Way more breathing room, often stretching out over a decade or two. Keeps that cash flow steady, especially when you're hitting those growth spurts.
Makes sense. Got to keep the engine running. Now, I did jot down procurement lending. Should we be packing that in our backpacks?
100%, that one's a game changer. Especially if you're rubbing shoulders with government agencies or those big corporate players.
All right, lay it on me.
Say you land this massive order, a contract that could launch your business into a whole new stratosphere. But there's a catch. Got to front the cash to make it happen, right? Materials, maybe hiring a few extra hands.
Classic cash flow crunch, even with a golden ticket in hand.
And that's where procurement lending steps in. It bridges that gap, keeps those orders flowing, keeps those big clients happy.
Gotcha. So knowing our loan options is step one, but before we even lace up those boots, is there a way to, I don't know, check the weather forecast before we commit to the climb?
You're thinking pre-qualification. Think of it like a quick dip in the waters, see if the temperature's right. And the best part, no impact on your credit score.
So no need to go full send right off the bat.
Nope. Lenders get a sneak peek, you get a feel for what you're working with. Saves everyone time, avoids those surprises no one likes.
Love it when a plan comes together. All right, so we've got a handle on the loan types, dipped our toes in the pre-qualification pool. What's next? What do these lenders really want to see?
This is where your business plan takes center stage. Not just some dusty old document, think of it like your company's highlight reel, but for lenders.
Right, more than just spreadsheets and number.
Way more. You're showing them you're not just swinging for the fences, you've got a strategy. You understand the market, know who you're up against, and most importantly, how this loan is the fuel for those big wins.
Connecting the dots, showing them the vision and the path to get there.
Nailed it. And trust me, a well-structured business plan makes all the difference. Start strong, that executive summary. It's your opening act, got to grab their attention from the get-go.
Executive summary, the elevator pitch, make it count.
Then it's market analysis time. Prove you've done your homework, you know your audience, show them the demand is there, the market's ripe for the taking.
And naturally, this is where we slide in that competitive edge, right? What makes us the star player in this field?
100%. This is where you shine, your unique sauce, whether it's cutting-edge tech, top-notch customer service, you name it. Show them what sets you apart.
Okay, groundwork laid. Markets prepped. What's next on the playbook?
Time to map out that marketing strategy. How are you going to reach those customers? What's the game plan to reel them in? Be specific, be strategic, and show them you've got a clear path to turn their investment into, well, more investment.
ROI, the name of the game.
Now, you can't scale a mountain without a solid operational plan. Think of it like your base camp. How's the day-to-day going to run? Got the systems in place to handle growth without, falling apart at the seams?
Proof that we can handle the altitude, so to speak.
And to seal the deal, realistic financial projections.
Time to make those numbers sing.
And remember, those numbers got to be in harmony with your loan purpose, seeking funds for expansion. Your projections better show that growth, that sweet, sweet revenue increase.
Painting a clear picture, showing them the potential for a summit push, and a killer view from the top.
You're getting it. Transparency and accuracy are key. Lenders can sniff out a pipe dream a mile away. They want the real deal, a business that understands its financial footing.
Makes sense. So we've got our business plan polished, our story straight. What else should we have on our radar as we prep for those lender encounters?
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Creditworthiness.
Ah, the credit score. Can't seem to escape it.
For good reason. Think of it like your financial report card. How well have you handled those pop quizzes in the past? Paid those bills on time?
So a good credit score is like acing those financial exams. Opens doors, makes those lenders take notice.
Exactly. A higher score often translates to sweeter loan terms, lower interest rates makes that climb a whole lot easier.
Music to my ears. But let's be real. What if our scores, shall we say, a work in progress? Are we stuck at base camp?
Not at all. You've got more control over that score than you might think.
Really? It's not some mysterious force we're powerless against.
More like a muscle you got to flex regularly.
Right.
First and foremost, those payments. On time, every time. Late payments, those are like ankle weights dragging your score down.
Gotcha. Consistency is key. Now, those credit cards, they factor into all of this, right?
Big time. Keep those balances in check, ideally less than 30% of your credit limit. Shows lenders you're not living on borrowed time. You're managing that debt responsibly.
All right, so payments on time, credit cards under control. Any other credit-boosting tips you got up your sleeve?
You bet. Regular credit checkups. Errors happen more than you think, and those little inaccuracies can really put a dent in your score.
Good point. I'm due for one myself, actually.
And if you do spot something funky, dispute it. The credit bureaus, they got to investigate, make sure things are above board.
Good to know. So we've covered a lot. Loan types, crafting that killer business plan, even taming those credit scores. It's like we're learning the language of lenders here.
You're getting there. But remember, it's not just about the numbers themselves. It's about understanding what they're saying, how they fit into your business story, your industry, the whole economic landscape.
Context is everything. Numbers are just characters in the story.
Now, speaking of stories, lenders, they want reassurance, a safety net.
That's where collateral and personal guarantees come in, right? Those can feel a bit intimidating.
They can, but think of it like risk management, providing that extra layer of comfort for the lender.
Okay, break it down for me. Collateral, what exactly are we talking about?
Collateral is essentially an asset you're saying, hey, if for some reason I can't pay this back, you can take this as security.
It's like a safety deposit for the lender, right?
Precisely. It could be real estate, equipment, inventory, even those outstanding invoices. Something of value.
Got it. And that's where the loan-to-value ratio, or LTV, comes into play, right? How much are we borrowing compared to the value of that collateral?
You're on fire. Lenders usually like to see that ratio on the lower side. Less risk for them.
Lower the better, right. Gives them a bit of breathing room if things go sideways.
Yeah, exactly. Now, sometimes, especially with startups or newer businesses, they might ask for a personal guarantee.
Personal guarantees, those are a little more, shall we say, close to home.
They are. It basically means you, the business owner, are stepping up and saying, hey, I personally guarantee this loan. If the business can't pay, you're on the hook.
So it's not just the business's assets at stake. It could be my personal assets, too. My house, savings, the whole nine yards.
It's a big decision.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be crystal clear about what you're signing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Weigh the risks, understand the implications. So collateral, personal guarantees, it's all about finding that balance, right? What works for your business, your risk tolerance.
You got it. It's about choosing the path that aligns with your comfort level and your long-term vision. Precisely. It's about choosing the path that aligns with your comfort level and your long-term vision. Now, we've mapped out those traditional bank loans, but let's, you know, venture off the beaten path a bit, explore those alternative routes to funding.
You mean those options where you don't have to wear a suit and tie?
Exactly. The funding landscape has changed. We're talking crowdfunding, venture capital, angel investors, even those strategic partnerships. Each has its own, you know, pros and cons.
Okay, unpack those a bit for me. Starting with crowdfunding, seems like everyone's got a GoFundMe these days.
It's democratized access to capital, that's for sure. Businesses of all sizes tapping into a much wider pool of investors.
So instead of one big loan, you're piecing it together from a crowd.
Exactly. And what's interesting is the sense of community. You're not just getting funds. You're building a network of advocates.
That's a great point. It's not just transactional. It's about building a tribe that believes in your vision. Now, there are different types of crowdfunding, right?
Absolutely. Two of the most common. Equity crowdfunding and rewards-based crowdfunding. Equity, those contributors, they become investors. Get a slice of the pie, so to speak.
So they're literally invested in the company's success.
Exactly. Aligns the incentives. Everyone's pulling in the same direction. Now, rewards-based. Think products, discounts, VIP treatment. You're rewarding those early supporters without giving up equity.
Okay, interesting. So crowdfunding, check. What about venture capital? That feels like a whole other league.
It is. You're talking about those high growth startups, the ones aiming for the stars. Venture capitalists or VCs, they're the high rollers looking for those businesses poised for exponential growth.
So not just a steady incline, they want to see that hockey stick growth.
You got it. They're betting on those disruptors, the game changers. High risk, high reward.
Makes sense. Okay, VCs, they're all about the big leagues. What about angel investors? Where do they fit in?
Ah, angel investors. These are interesting. They often bring this unique blend of capital and expertise. Think successful entrepreneurs who want to pay it forward. They invest their own money, their own experience.
So it's more hands-on. They're not just signing a check and watching from the sidelines.
Exactly. They often provide mentorship, connect you with their network, that kind of thing. Invaluable for a young business.
It's like having a guide, someone who's climbed that mountain before. Okay, we've covered crowdfunding, VCs, and angels. Now, what about strategic partnerships? How do those work in terms of funding?
Think win-win collaborations. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Finding those companies that complement your strengths, give you access to new markets, technology, things you couldn't do on your own.
Leveraging each other's strengths.
Exactly. It could be a joint venture, a licensing agreement, lots of possibilities.
So, with all these options, how do you know which path to take? It's like choosing a trailhead. Each one leads to a different summit.
Love the analogy. And just like choosing a trail, it's about knowing your limits, your goals. Let's take crowdfunding. It can be great, especially if you've got a great story, a strong online presence.
Something with mass appeal, right?
But it's not a magic bullet. It takes work, engagement, constant communication.
Right. Got to keep the momentum going. Okay, now, venture capital. We talked about those high growth businesses, but if you're not in that category,
VCs might not be the right fit. And remember, they're taking a big bet on you. They'll want a say in how things are run.
right. Got to be comfortable sharing the reins a bit. Now, angel investors, what should entrepreneurs be thinking about there?
Find angels that align with your vision, your values. It's a partnership more than just a business transaction.
They need to believe in the mission, not just the bottom line.
And strategic partnerships, they could be game changers. But again, planning is key. Find partners you trust, who share your values, who bring something unique to the table.
Because a bad partnership can be worse than going solo. It's about finding those people who elevate your game, make the journey more enjoyable.
100%. At the end of the day, choosing the right funding path. It's personal. Know your needs, your risk tolerance, what you want that finish line to look like.
It's your journey, your summit to conquer.
Speaking of journeys, we've talked a lot about the financials, the nuts and bolts, but let's not forget about the human element. Building those relationships with lenders, that's crucial.
Couldn't agree more. You can have the best financials, the most brilliant business plan, but if you can't connect on a personal level,
It's like having all the right beer but no map. So how do we get better at those conversations, those lender encounters?
preparation is key. Know your numbers, your business plan, but also know your story.
All right, so do your homework, be ready for those tough questions. But it's more than just rattling off facts and figures, right?
It's about conveying your passion, that fire in your belly. Let them see that this isn't just a business for you, it's your purpose. I love that. Passion is contagious. Let them see that spark.
And in this age of virtual meetings, make that personal connection.
Ditch the virtual backgrounds. Let them see the real you.
And speaking of real, be transparent. Lenders appreciate honesty. Challenges, setbacks, they're all part of the journey.
No one's path is perfectly straight, right?
Exactly. Don't try to hide the bumps. Acknowledge them. Show you've learned from them.
Honesty goes a long way.
Now, here's something that might surprise you. Ask questions.
Wait a minute, I thought I was the one getting grilled here.
It's a two-way street. Ask thoughtful questions. It shows you're engaged, you've done your research.
Right, it's a partnership, not an interrogation.
Exactly. And listen, truly listen to their responses. Take notes. Ask follow-up questions. Show them you value their expertise.
Be present, be engaged.
And remember, the conversation doesn't end when you walk out that door or log off that Zoom call. Follow up.
What does a good follow-up look like?
A thank you note goes a long way. Reiterate those key points. Address any concerns they might have had.
Keep the momentum going.
And if you promised them something, a document, more information, don't wait.
Responsiveness is key.
Hmm.
Shows you're on top of things.
And that builds trust, which is the foundation of any good lending relationship.
It's those little things, those impressions that linger. And speaking of which, that question you posed earlier about, well, flipping the script a bit. Instead of approaching these conversations as, hey, I need money, it's more like, hey, we've got this amazing opportunity, let's team up. That really resonated with me.
It's a game changer. That shift, it changes the whole dynamic. You're not just asking for something, you're presenting a win-win.
Right. It's a collaboration. We bring this to the table, you bring that. Let's make some magic happen.
And that's what lenders want to hear. What's your unique angle? What problem are you solving? Show them the bigger picture.
Because a loan, it's not just about the dollars and cents. It's about investing in something bigger.
Exactly. And even if that specific conversation doesn't result in a check, you've planted a seed. Relationships matter. You never know what doors might open down the line.
It's about building a network, a support system. Which leads to another question I had. Should entrepreneurs try to navigate this whole funding landscape solo? Or is it smart to, you know, phone a friend, maybe find a mentor who's been there, done that?
Never underestimate the power of a good mentor. They've been through the trenches. They know where the landmines are buried.
Right. They've got that firsthand experience.
They can connect you with the right people, offer advice, help you avoid those rookie mistakes. Don't be afraid to reach out.
Asking for help is a strength, not a weakness. We all need that support system. Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground here. From dissecting those financial statements to choosing the right loan, mastering those lender conversations. If someone's feeling inspired, wanting to dig deeper, where should they go?
The Small Business Administration, the SBA, their website is a goldmine. SCORE, they offer amazing mentoring programs, totally free. And of course, the internet's your friend. Podcasts, books, you name it.
Awesome. Well, a huge thank you to our expert for sharing your wisdom today. And to all our listeners, remember, knowledge is power. The more you know about this wild world of business funding, the better equipped you'll be to achieve those dreams, reach those summits. Until next time, happy climbing.